You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you all so much to our producer for tonight, Manny Rodriguez, and much love to everybody listening all over North America. You could be at work. You could be on the road. You could be sitting in traffic right now. Oh my God, the traffic is ridiculous outside. Trust me, I know. On the way to the studio here in Atlanta, I had to sit in that crap. I'm like, how many grandmas exist all over North America? A lot. I love grandmas. We all love grandmas. We love grandma's cooking. We love our house. We love grandma's smell. We want grandma to be around for a long ass time. Shout outs to all the grandmas out there. And not just everybody driving to see grandma. Shout outs to the grandmas who are listening right now. There are many grandmas who listen to CBS Sports Radio. They call me up occasionally, and grandma, I love you. It's a shame that I didn't receive an invite from a grandma listener, but there's still time. And so if you're listening and you want to feed me, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So if you have food and you are in Georgia, it's not too late to invite good old JR to dinner. Oh, I'm a good time. Please believe I am a good time. And then I don't come empty-handed. I'm not going to tell you what I bring, but I'm here for a good time. Anyway, I'm here for a good time right with you on the air. Like I said, I'll be hanging out for the next 3 hours with my main man, Manny Rodriguez. And here's the deal. If you missed last hour, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can stay tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We took a look at the Thanksgiving Day games. The Dallas Cowboys will be taking on the New York Giants. The Buffalo Bills will be taking on the Lions. And then to end the night, Thursday night on Thanksgiving, we have the New England Patriots taking on the Minnesota Vikings. And so thank you. We have a full Thursday. And for all my friends and fans of the World Cup, you can watch football, whether they're kicking it or throwing it, you can watch it all day tomorrow. And good for you. Yeah, yay. Shout outs to the kids. Make sure they don't eat too much sugar tomorrow. They'll be a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass kids. Anyway, next hour, as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list, and tonight will not be any different because we are basically pushing up on Thanksgiving. It's very simple. An hour from now, I'm going to share with you a personal list of things that I am thankful for in 2022. Yeah, we're going to blink, and the year is going to be over. I'm going to tell you, you get to know me personally. From a sports side, I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for in the sports world. We've had many things take place here in 2022, and I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for the most. That will be next hour. But I have to mention this. I must. Last hour, we talked about the games that will take place tomorrow that will capture everybody's attention. But today, this afternoon, we learned about an NFL quarterback who will not have an opportunity to play this week. Nothing to do with Thursday, but on Sunday, and his name is Zach Wilson, the number 2 overall pick for the New York Jets from last year's draft. He will not be playing on Sunday. He will be on the bench. I'm sorry. I think a lot of people can relate to this. You ever had a job? You showed up. Maybe you lied on your resume. You showed up and you didn't know what the hell to do. Your bosses, your superiors told you, all right, take a couple days off. Just sit down. Let us show you how to get this job done. Come through and witness some training so you have an idea of how to actually have success. Zach Wilson had success at BYU. Zach Wilson came into the NFL last year, and unfortunately, he dealt with a multitude of injuries. Zach Wilson started this season off with some injuries, but when he has played this season for the New York Jets, who, God bless them, right now are 6-4, Zach Wilson has played like crap. He's been a game manager. You can't trust Zach Wilson to deliver the ball down the football field. You cannot trust Zach Wilson to actually find a receiver who is, I don't know, 10 yards in front of him. He's overthrowing guys. His footwork is garbage. And this past Sunday against the New England Patriots, the New York Jets lost 10-3. Zach Wilson was atrocious. Zach Wilson completed 9 passes. The New York Jets had to punt the football 10 times. The entire team was frustrated with Zach Wilson. The boy wonder, the phenom, the future out of BYU. After the game, Zach Wilson was asked very simply, do you feel that you owe your defense anything? And he was very quick to answer. Zach Wilson's response was, no, no. We've learned that even his dad called him after that response and asked him, what the hell are you doing? How can you be the starting quarterback of an NFL franchise and not at least accept responsibility for you playing like trash? How can you be the leader of an NFL team and not show up and say, I sucked and I need to do better? We hear this from quarterbacks all the time. Josh Allen, 2 weeks ago against the Minnesota Vikings, he commits 3 turnovers between the fourth quarter and overtime, and at the end of the game, he says, it's all on me. Josh Allen is a young vet. Maybe Josh Allen needs to call up Zach Wilson and tell him to act like a pro. Because Zach Wilson, he lost the game. He stunk. The Patriots have a great defense, but this guy stinks regardless. And he didn't even want to accept responsibility after the game? His own wide receivers called him out. Garrett Wilson said, we are a sorry offense. Ouch. The head coach, Rob Saleh of the New York Jets, he said, we played like dog crap. And trust me, he ain't used the word crap. And Zach Wilson has had to hear about this for the past several days. And today, we learned, as the New York Jets get ready to take on the Chicago Bears this upcoming Sunday, that Zach Wilson, the number 2 overall pick in last year's draft, only selected behind Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson will be on the bench. Joe Flacco is the number 2 quarterback. Zach Wilson will be inactive. He's going to sit down and watch. He's on punishment. This is a wake-up call for Zach Wilson to go out there and get his act together. This is the word that we got that's official today. And head coach Rob Saleh of the New York Jets, the former defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, He made it clear a few days ago, he foreshadowed this. I am not committing to Zach Wilson.
Just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything. And I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
Well, that evaluation period is over. And we learned today from Rob Saleh, Zach Wilson will be on the bench. I'm sure he will be wearing a baseball cap. I'm sure he will be standing up. I am absolutely certain that the cameras will be following him around all Sunday against the Chicago Bears. But this is exactly what Zach Wilson needed. He needed a shock. He needed a swift kick to the behind to wake up and take hold of who and what he is and the opportunity that's presented to him as an NFL quarterback. It's real simple. Do you want to play football? Do you want this job? Do you want this money? Or are you just going to go home and count your money? Booger McFarland made a statement on Monday night. He said Zach Wilson is not accepting just responsibility because he comes from a rich family, because this isn't what he needs. I would think he needs to feed his ego, right? Standing on the sideline being demoted 2 times isn't something to feed his ego, right? It may put him in a position to be a failure. I don't care whether you got money or not. Nobody wants to be a failure. Nobody wants to be a loser. Nobody wants to lose out on an opportunity to do something that is exclusive to only 32 men on earth, and that's be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Zach Wilson is getting a shock. He's getting a kick to the ass right now. As Rob Saleh says, he needs to reset. Listen.
The young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine. But there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. And this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process.
The numbers say that at this point, Zach Wilson is afraid of the rush. If you send more than 3 or 4 human beings his way, Zach Wilson loses his mechanics. He's not thinking about any of his receivers. He is thinking about being driven into the ground. And that is perfectly normal. If you're me, that's not normal. Well, let me put it this way. That's not a winning formula if you're an NFL quarterback. You got to know how to execute in all regards. I mean, I watched the game where the New York Jets lost to the New England Patriots 10-3 over the weekend as Zach Wilson overthrew receivers, as Zach Wilson, unfortunately, potentially threw passes to the opposition. Zach Wilson just looked flummoxed. He looked like a dude who was not ready for prime time. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of tough love. Knowing that being the starting quarterback for an NFL franchise is not a birthright, it is not something that is owed to Zach Wilson. Damn it, man, you got to go out there and earn it. The New York Jets right now in the NFL have a top 10 defense. Unfortunately, Breece Hall is gone. The offense is not as dynamic, but Zach Wilson cannot play like the worst quarterback in the NFL, which he has done. It's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to the team who actually gave him weapons. Sam Darnold will be starting for the Carolina Panthers. He would probably sell his soul for the weapons the Jets have right now in comparison to what he had. Zach Wilson is feeling some tough love, as he should. And Zach Wilson, he said he wasn't in favor of the benching, but he understands it. He accepts it. This is what Zach Wilson had to say on Coach Saleh and the benching.
I truly believe, you know, he has the best interest in me and the team, and, you know, he does an amazing job of doing that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just the future and from this event, how I can grow as a person, as a leader, as a teammate, and being there for my guys and just handling things the right way. And this is going to be a good opportunity, a humbling opportunity for me to put my head down and work harder.
Oh, yeah, a humbling opportunity. How many instances is it going to take for Zach Wilson to realize that every opportunity can potentially be a humbling experience, especially when you lose? Can you imagine if the New York Jets take on the Chicago Bears and Mike White throws for, I don't know, 4 touchdowns, 0 INTs, 3 touchdowns, 0 INTs? Do you understand that Zach Wilson will still be on the bench watching? That might be a realistic possibility. There's no guarantees here in the NFL. Zach Wilson for the entire season after starting 7 games has thrown for 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's a glorified babysitter. Joe Flacco, who had to start 3 games as Zach Wilson recovered from his busted knee, Joe Flacco threw for 5 touchdowns in 3 games. What is Zach Wilson doing? Complete crap. And so if there was anybody who ever deserved the benching, it's Zach Wilson. Someone who needs a dose of reality. Someone who needs to get smacked with the reality stick. Someone who needs to understand that just because you got selected number 2 overall in the draft last year, that you playing football is not a birthright. You actually have to go out there and earn it. You have to be responsible. You have to be accountable to your teammates. And when you're asked whether or not, hey, man, you suck today, does your team deserve better? Does your defense deserve better? Zach Wilson, the next go around, I think he's learned this. You have to stand in front of the media and just say, I sucked, and the team deserves better. Well, he'll be standing on the sidelines. He'll be watching Mike White sink or swim against the Chicago Bears. And that should be his fate. Because the New York Jets are actually winning games. And it's not because of Zach Wilson. It's in spite of him. And I'm not mad that he will be on the bench, learning, stewing, and hopefully getting better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The New York Jets have benched Zach Wilson. He will not be starting this Sunday against the Bears. Is that a good move? Is it a bad move for his confidence? I'm going to talk to you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, JR, you're the beast. You're a beast among beasts. And thank you for your show. You're a monster.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Zach Wilson. I want to call him the New York Jets starting quarterback, but he's not anymore. They have replaced him with the third string QB. Or second string, excuse me. White. We've gone from one to the other. Zach Wilson has found the bench, and Mike White will start. Joe Flacco will be right behind him, and Zach Wilson has been demoted to quarterback number 3. The New York Jets are going to take on the Chicago Bears this upcoming Sunday, and after a pitiful performance against the New England Patriots, where he only completed 9 passes, was criticized by his own teammates, his coach, and the media and the fans, Zach Wilson will be watching this football game from the sidelines. I think it's the right thing to do. I wouldn't have been opposed if, you know, Zach Wilson started the game and if they pulled him in the second quarter, if things were absolute crap. But no, they're throwing Mike White out there right out of the gate. And I'm not mad because the biggest picture is Zach Wilson needs a wake-up call. He needs to understand that you just can't go out there and perform week after week just because you're the number two overall pick from last year. You got to earn it, man. And so I'm in full agreement of him finding the pine. And I hope in the long run, of which the New York Jets have also admitted, that Zach Wilson is the guy. What do you think about his benching? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Joe, you're live. Joe got abducted by aliens. Antoine is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm amazing, Antoine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm at work. I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys bring up a lot of good things, a lot of good subjects. I wanted to give you my input about the Cleveland Browns and the Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I think most people – I'm an avid Browns fan. I love the Browns, but it's an every-week situation. They come down, they score first, they're looking good. By going to the second half, they just terrible lead. The defense just goes on. I think most people now really want to see Brady, what Brady can do. Since his divorce and everything, they want to see his reaction. But okay. I think Tampa's in the, what, top five as far as passing game?
The defense. The defense is amazing, and Tom Brady's still throwing the rock. They have one of the worst running games in the league.
Oh, what, one of the worst running games? Well,
yes.
Well, let's see what they do against Cleveland because we got the worst defensive tackles in the NFL. So that'll be something we'll be watching also.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, Antoine. I don't think America cares about the Browns. I think most people will pay attention when Deshaun Watson returns. I think knowing that this team is absolutely going nowhere lends plenty of reason as to not to watch. And here's a question for you. I know we were talking about the Jets, and the Jets have a quarterback in Zach Wilson who can't get out of his own way. What has been the most exciting thing about the Browns this season? Help us out.
Most exciting thing about the Browns?
Yeah, you got to repeat the question. There is nothing.
You're really right. It's nothing. I think Jacoby played admirable, but yet it's nothing really exciting about the Browns that you can, like, just point out. Our running game seemed to regress.
Right.
It's nothing that really – I think Donovan Peoples-Jones showed more. That was a good sign. And Cooper, he's doing good for be our number one receiver.
Well, we know Cooper is – he got a busted-up ankle. Well, that's Cooper Kupp. You're talking about Amari Cooper. I'm mixing up my Coopers
Correct.
Here. Yeah, I'm actually thinking about winners and not losers, but I digress. Listen,
yeah.
Bro, there is not a damn thing in Cleveland worth paying attention to until Deshaun Watson shows up, and then people will love him, people will hate him, and he's going to garner the most attention. So I wish your team nothing but the best, but the Browns right now with a record of 3-7, they ain't going anywhere. I mean,
they're not going anywhere.
No, even for the end of the season, the most hope that you can try to draw out of this is that Deshaun Watson comes back and gives you hope into the future. But for right now, hot crap. I think you understand that, Antoine.
I do understand that.
Well, thank you so much for calling from Cleveland. Nick is calling from Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm very well, man. What's up?
Yeah, I was just calling. I mean, I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, but what I'm seeing with what's going on with the Jets, they need to praise us because this has been the best season they've had in almost a decade. And you mentioned Zach Wilson. He's the future of the team. You're not going anywhere with Joe Flacco or any of those guys. Then they made a trade with Seattle. You saw how that went.
The trade with Seattle for Jamal Adams actually worked out in the New York Jets' favor. They got a boatload of picks back. They offloaded a disgruntled defensive back who I think we can all see is not healthy. And so that was actually a stroke of genius by the New York Jets general manager, Joe Douglas. Well, Nick, it sounds like you got abducted by aliens. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, now I can hear you. Please speak.
Okay, no, I'm just saying. My whole point is they're sending the wrong message. You saw what? Okay, you remember when they benched? Okay, you remember when they benched? Who was it? What was the same situation that went on with the Giants?
What does that have to do with the New York Jets?
I'm just saying the Jets fans need the praises. I mean, they're 6-4 right now. They're still in contention with the Patriots. They're still in the division. I mean, Miami's running away with it. So now you're going to bench Zach Wilson this week. You could potentially lose. You saw the Chicago Bears are a fanatic team. And you know they're coming in with a fight. So why would you do that?
I have a simple answer for that, Nick, and thank you for calling from Dallas. First of all, the Chicago Bears starting quarterback, Justin Fields, is operating with a busted up shoulder, non-throwing shoulder, but what does it matter? You take one pop to the shoulder and it can dislocate. Why are the New York Jets doing this? The New York Jets are ahead of schedule. The New York Jets have a top 10 defense. The New York Jets, unfortunately, also have a quarterback who is not accepting accountability. If you don't have the respect of your own teammates, if the guys in the locker room don't respect you, how are they to respect the head coach when you just continue to trot out crap? That's Zach Wilson. It's one thing to have to, excuse me, it's one thing to have potential. It's another thing to actually live up to it. Zach Wilson has not lived up to his potential. As of right now, up until this point for the New York Jets, he's taken it for granted. And the New York Jets, they're not necessarily conceding this game. They're allowing their second string quarterback. I don't care what you feel about Joe Flacco or Mike White. Joe Flacco is breaking case of emergency. Mike White might throw the New York Jets into the game. He might throw them out. But I'll tell you this, his teammates will actually respect him for throwing the rock. Zach Wilson is screwed up in the head, man. The New York Jets aren't expecting or trying to win a championship this year. They're trying to build a culture. And the worst thing that you need for an entire locker room is to trot out a guy that no one currently believes in because he refuses to accept responsibility. Zach Wilson needs a reality check. And it's going to suck. It's going to hurt for him to be in sweatpants and a hoodie watching the football game just like I will be in my damn house. If that's not a wake-up call for a guy who was selected number 2 overall, I don't know what is. Justin is calling from Vancouver, Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, just about the Zach Wilson thing, I think you're totally right, man. I think, honestly, this is what makes a good coach, in my opinion. Like, this is like being a parent, you know? Like, it's not fun for that coach. It's probably not an easy decision for him, wasting that draft pick. But the thing is, like, the Jets are good. They're still good. And you're right, their season's probably not going to go, like, amazing. But their coach is good. Their defense is good. Their offense is good. It's like, it's kind of like the Raiders situation in reverse. You know, like in the Raiders situation, Derek Carr had to step out and kind of take leadership and call the other people. This is like the exact opposite of that. Like if he doesn't want to step up and take ownership, like then peace out. The Jets are good with or without him. You know what I mean? And second overall pick and the rich kid privilege thing, I have a question for you about that. I'm wondering, you're right, they need to bench him. That's absolutely what they need to do. But I'm wondering if benching Zach Wilson is the right move, then why not bench Russell Wilson?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a big difference. One guy is established in the league and the other dude is typically getting his footing underway. I mean, there's a commitment to Russell Wilson based on what we've seen in the NFL and what you expect the future to be. Zach Wilson is an unproven commodity. To say that let's bench Russell Wilson, that's really getting ahead of ourselves. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The team that the New York Jets are going to take on, the Chicago Bears, they are dealing with their own issues at the quarterback position. Justin Fields, he has a busted up shoulder. Is he going to be ready for the Jets? Is this going to be a cakewalk for Mike White? We'll talk about that and also hear from Justin Fields on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, that's nice. It's always nice when people say that you need to make more money. You damn right I need to make more money. I need to make more money so I can do amazing things in the community. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio at the top of the hour. It's about 15 minutes from now. I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And this Thursday happens to be Thanksgiving. And I'm going to give you a simple list. I'm going to tell you the top six things that I am thankful for in the world of sports. And then I'm going to talk to you. But before we do that, we have many people who are on the line who have many thoughts and many opinions about the benching of Zach Wilson of the New York Jets. At the same time, I must keep you hip and aware, or make you aware, that the New York Jets are going to take on the Chicago Bears this upcoming Sunday. And the fact is, Justin Fields, who is having an amazing season, on his way to just kicking everybody's ass, 834 yards rushing with 7 touchdowns. He has a shoulder injury. There is no guarantee that Justin Fields will be out on the field against the New York Jets to be competitive, to potentially win the game. And so Justin Fields, in his own right, he spoke to the media, and this is what he had to say about his own availability.
Coach Foos pretty much said it was, you know, up to me. They want the best thing for me. So he said, you know, if I feel that I can play, if I feel that I can go out there and, you know, protect myself and stuff like that, then I'd be able to go. So I'm just going to, you know, see how it feels each and every day and just, you know, play by ear.
The injury to Justin Fields is to his non-throwing shoulder, but when you're rushing a football like that, it really doesn't matter, man. You got to protect yourself. You can have a defender coming on your right. You can have a defender coming on your left. They can blow you the hell up, and that shoulder can end up in the first row. What type of limitations does Justin Fields have? This is what he said.
It's just some movements that I do with my arm. You know, it hurts it a good bit. So, like I said, just trying to, you know, work through those motions and kind of get my arm used to moving in those particular motions that, you know, hurt it. So it's used to, you know, moving that way and it gets the muscle stronger.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's like me when I wake up in the morning. I have to figure out what hurts. Is it my back? Is it my knees? Like, what hurts? Okay, you're a professional athlete. Welcome to the world with the rest of us. I didn't have to suffer a dislocated shoulder, but I guess for a young man, he has to feel it just like all of us. Go play some football, man. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers on. Let's try to get in as many as possible. Stanley is calling up from Illinois, the home of the Bears. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you, man?
I'm very well. What's up?
My call. And I really listen to the show. Out in Chicago, you're normally cut off at midnight, but I your show's very entertaining. Anyhow, this stuff from the Zach Wilson guy, I don't get it. We got a quarterback here that is just playing his butt off. He really is. He's taking it on the chin. The defense is no good. Our offense is scrappy. And Justin's owning it. You know, and I mean, just what you said is he's trying to play through or figure out, well, if I'm injured, I got to do it this way instead of that way so I don't feel the pain. You know, a guy like that who like Zach Wilson, who can't even, you know, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. What is that? Justin Fields is trying to just be a teammate. So when it comes this Sunday, let me tell you, our defense and our offense is going to go, okay, dude, you don't want to support your – we're going to play twice as hard just to beat you, just to show you you're a piece of garbage.
Oh, well,
that's
damn.
That's what I think.
Okay. Well, thank you
so
much.
I mean, I don't know how you feel, but
– No, really. I have no idea. Well, Zach Wilson, he will be on the sidelines, and Mike White, he'll be starting for the New York Jets, and – wouldn't it be something if Mike White has an amazing game? People were yelling for Mike White to start last year. People were sick of Zach Wilson. Let Mike White play. Let Mike White start the rest of the season. And then Mike White was out there throwing interceptions. I mean, is he going to have a great game against the Bears? I hope he does, because that will do nothing but elicit more of a wake-up call from Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is more talented, but can he put it together? Listen, we got a lot of people running around who have talent. Are you a great singer? Are you a great dancer? Are you a great business person? Are you someone who is, social? Can you monetize that? We have people who have amazing talents. Think about how many people actually are able to make money off of their talent. Not everybody. A lot of people have to settle. Zach Wilson is a starting quarterback in the NFL, of which there are only 32. He's allowing that job to slip away because he is not A, improving. He's not being B, responsible. And then C, as the quarterback, he's not being a leader. Come on, man. You could do better than that. Seth is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Seth, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, what's going on, JR, man? Hey, whenever you got a side-by-side of you and Jamarcus Russell, you know it ain't good, bro. It's been real bad over there. The benching is coming. They had to do the benching. But, Wilson is nothing like Fields, bro. I don't know what's with these organizations, you know, just drafting up potential. They made the same mistake the Bears made in 2017 when they trying to draft Mitchell Trubisky over what's right in front of them when you got a proven winner with Deshaun Watson. It's like, man, Fields was already that guy. You saw what he did in the college, man. Back-to-back years going to the playoffs with Ohio State, and they still go ahead and draft Wilson. It's crazy. And even after the game, whenever Fields had lost, he apologized to the defense, bro, for letting him down. Wilson, when they asked you feel like you let the defense down, he's simple answer, no. I'm like, yeah, this guy's the character.
Yeah, he's oblivious, and this is part of his learning experience. Clifton is calling up from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, first of all, happy holidays to you and your family, and to Shep, wherever he is. I'm calling in reference, JR, to just – say one or two things. Mr. Wilson reminds me of Bo Callahan in the movie Draft Day when they were trying find out what type of card he had when his teammates didn't show up for his birthday party. But nevertheless, my best thing for Thanksgiving was when the Peyton family played against each other, when Walter played against his younger brother on Thanksgiving Day. But nonetheless, the best quarterbacks the Jets had was Broadway Joe, Ken O'Brien, and Richard Todd. Everyone else had just been a close.
Oh, my fifth. God. That's not saying a whole hell of a lot there.
Correct.
Clifton, that's nauseating.
But look at the draft picks. And I'm not talking bad about nobody's character. They just haven't been having good luck when drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah, it sucks when you think about your franchise, and thank you, Clifton, for calling from Baltimore. When you think about your franchise and you can legitimately say that Chad Pennington and old man Vinny Testaverde were two of your greatest quarterbacks in your history. Pretty pathetic. Thomas is calling from Chicago. Thomas, please, quickly.
Hello, JR. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very good, man. When I say quickly, I ain't joking. Go ahead, Thomas.
I just had a quick question. So I wondered if you think Aaron Rodgers to the Jets would be a potential move, and would they have the assets to even make that happen? Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Thomas, for calling from Chicago. Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets would be the worst thing that the New York Jets could ever do. If Rob Saleh wants to lose his job, if Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets, wants to lose his job, they would acquire the headache that is Aaron Rodgers. They would acquire what is $50 million over the next two seasons that is Aaron Rodgers. It is not worth it for the New York Jets to do such a thing. Is Aaron Rodgers going to, you know, live out the rest of his contract, all $150 million with the Green Bay Packers? I'm not so sure. That contract already looks like hot crap. But the New York Jets, don't touch them. It's not like this is a team that is staring right at a Super Bowl. Would Rodgers work? Yeah, he'd probably help most teams improve. But is he worth the headache for the Jets? I wouldn't say so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's a top six list. Things that I'm thankful for in 2022. Don't move.